Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel. We are on Chav Beis Amid Beis. Just two scheduling notes. One is I'll be giving the daf through the next couple of days through Chav Hei, and then B'ezras Hashem I'll be going to Poland for a week. B'ezras Hashem with Yeshiva Reishit Yerushalayim. So B'ezras Hashem the dafim will be put up from the previous cycle. B'ezras Hashem we're not going to miss any. There was one in the middle I'll give earlier. But B'ezras Hashem that'll be scheduling. So our listeners hopefully will not miss any. Second, just want to thank everyone for those who have contributed over the last couple of months to our building campaign, but just to make everyone aware that we're having a new campaign. We have a major donor who is giving a certain matching amount, and we're trying to match it. So if one wants to look on our website, nofeihashemesh.com, we're having the Mea Me'elef campaign. We're trying to get 1,000 people to give $100 each in order to be able to match his donation. So feel free, whether one's given or hasn't given. We thank everyone for their support and their partnership. And with Hashem, we should be zoche to fulfill the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, v'shachati besochem together. Okay, so Chav Beis Amid Beis, we are on in Kiddushin. So Baruch Hashem, yesterday we started the sugyas of Eved Kena'ani. Eved Ivri we had for the 7 blot from Daf Yudalad to Chav Beis, and now we have the 3 daf about Eved Kena'ani until we get to other items, Behemos and Nechasim, and other properties. Says the Gemara, we'll start about 12, 13 lines for the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad Bechazaka. How does one acquire, we had in the Brisa, the discussion of, actually before, now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Eved Kena'ani is nekneh bekeseh b'shtar u'b'chazaka. Then the Brisa added on Chalipin, and we discussed why Chalipin is not on the list in the Mishnah. How exactly does one do a kinyan chazaka to an Eved? How does one do a kinyan chazaka to Karka? So if you remember, we discussed that. Rambam, Ravid, does one have to actually dig in the ground, put up a fence on the ground, something physical in the ground? Or what about using the ground? What about shtichas peros, spreading out fruit on the ground? That was a discussion that we had then, which Baruch Hashem maybe we'll get back to. But what about an Eved? How does one do a kinyan chazaka? Well, what's the root of kinyan chazaka? As we described, it doesn't mean physically grabbing something, that's hagbah, or that's meshicha. Chazaka means some type of usage. When I use it, so that itself reflects, and because it reflects, it actually serves the function as the kinyan. That's how chazaka works. So, ketzad b'chazaka, how does one do a kinyan chazaka on an eved? So, hitir lo min alo. Oh, if somebody, if the eved, if a man, unties my shoe, right? So that is something an Eved would do. A holach kelev achrel lebeis hamerchatz, or somebody carries and schleps my towels to the beis hamerchatz, to the bathhouse. Hifshito, somebody helps me get undressed in the bathhouse, which was much more common in those days. Hirchitzo, somebody helps wash. Sachu, gardu, somebody smears oils. Gardu, somebody does something with the hair. Hilbisho, hinilo. He helps him get dressed. He helps him put his shoes on. All of those cases, higbio, or the eved lifts up the owner, kana'o. So the, I'm sorry, higbio, this is the opposite. If the adon lifts up the eved, kana'o, that is how the kinyan works. All of those are karka. Right, good. I'm sorry. The Rashi explains, higbio eved es alokeach. We're going to get to the opposite soon. If the eved lifts up the lokeach, helps him, let's say, get up on to a certain step. So he lifts him up, so that is a level of hishtamshus. One or two points. Number one, it's interesting that these are hifshito, hirchitzo, these are all Eved type of materials, right? It might be on our mind still, but if you remember the Gemara in Megillah, where Haman is just told by Achashverosh, go do everything you said to Mordechai HaYehudi. So if you remember the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tezayin, so Haman goes and Mordechai is giving shir and he's davening and he doesn't stop davening, and then finally he realizes what's happening. And what happens? Esther hears about it, and Mordechai says, well, I gotta go take a shower first before I get onto the horse. It's inappropriate, lavar achara, to get onto the horse without showering. Esther sends and closes all of the bathhouses and tells them all to go home. Asartinu lekulu b'nei bani, ulekunu le'umnei, aile'iu l'b'nei bani v'aschei. So what happens? So Mordechai had to go in, but he needed a helper in order to bathe him. So he forced, so to speak, Haman to be his helper, because that is what an Eved does. As our Gemara says, Hilbisho, Hinilo, Herchitso, Sachu. So Haman had to do all of those for Mordechai. And after we know the Gemara elsewhere there in Megillah says that Haman was the Eved of Mordechai. Right? So this all fits in that he was doing these Eved activities, which is exactly the point what Mordechai was trying to show Haman what he really was. Also an interesting verb question. It says Hilbisho and Hinilo. If he got him dressed and he helped him put his shoes on. Are shoes considered clothing in halacha? Right? So there are many Gemaras, 5, 6 Gemaras that talk about this, and there's another one. Hilbisha, you would have thought, helps him get him dressed, so he puts the shoes on. But yet the Braisa here has a separate verb to say he helped him put his shoes on. Lamai nafkamina, so there are many nafkaminas, the Gilyoni HaShas. In the few places in Shas where this comes up, he always brings this up, and he brings up a Shavus Yaakov, and he brings up others. If somebody's mudur hana from someone else's clothing, so could he wear their shoes? If somebody says, I will never wear nice clothing on, yontif clothing on a weekday, could he wear the yontif shoes? Right? All the nafkaminas about whether shoes are bichlal. The other issue is whether jewelry is bichlal. Right? So with tabos. So those are the two questions. But this line sounds like you could keep them separately. Sometimes there are stores. There are shoe stores and there are clothing stores that have all clothing, but you don't have shoes. Sometimes they have both. But again, that's in halacha. There's a question about whether they are included. The Rishonim, the Ramban here, and others say the common denominator between all of these malachos are they are malachos avdus. They're malachos avdus. They're not stam malachos that one might do. What if an Eved cooks for me? That's also servicing. Does that work? That's not on the list. The Ramban says no. The Ramban right here, and the other Rishonim quoted, the Eidon Shimush Eved L'Rav, V'chein Shlofli Misani, V'am Techinu L'Gobesa, Avol Amar Tfarli, but if he says, could you sew this for me? Asei Imi Malacha, Havi Le'achilas Peros, V'eino Kone B'Karkos. That wouldn't be good enough, says the Ramban. If he asks him to do some other type of malacha, which is not clearly avdus. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, and the Machlokas we shown him, what exactly is chazaka? The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Beis of Hilchas Mechira, Eved Kenani Harayuka Karka Lekinia V'nikra B'Kesef V'Basharo B'Chazaka Umaya Chazaka B'Kinyan Avadim She Yishtamish Bo Kederech She Mishtamshim Ba'Avadim B'Fnei Rabban. That he uses him, he does a shemush for him, like others. Ketzad, hiter lo minalo, hinder lo minalo, holich b'kelev achro the beis amerchas, hifshito sacho gerdol bisho gbiyo es rabo kana. All of those work, higbiyo es rabo. Says the Magid Mishnah, quoting this line, the Ramagisha often quotes the Rashba. He quotes this Rashba, who's quoting his Rebbe the Ramban. Tavka kolei levachayotzi v'eshe malacha shal eved. Aval tafer lo, or vachayotzi bo, it wouldn't work. Why? Because the Ramban's lashon is that's like achilas peros. That's like eating fruit from a field. That doesn't show, that's not a kinyan chazaka. But then, fascinating, the Magid Mishnah says, but I've already explained that the Rambam holds that kinyan you can be kone karka also with achilas peros. Remember we quoted that in Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav a couple of halachas ago. The Rambam says there that kinyan chazaka works by spreading out your fruit on the land. So the Magid Mishnah says, just like the Rambam would say spreading out your fruit on the land would work, except by, if you remember, being kone from a ger, but being kone from somebody, so too here, shtichas peros would work, and therefore the Magid Mishnah understands the Rambam that he would allow other types of malachos too, like cooking, like sewing. The problem is the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam gives the examples that the Gemara gives. The Rambam doesn't expand it. So what do you mean? The Magid Mishnah says, Achilas Peres would work. Says the Kesef Mishnah, classic, says the Kesef Mishnah says, no. Magid Mishnah, I think you're wrong. Adarabba, Lashon Rabbeinu Nireh, Kiderech Shemishtamshim Ba'avadim, Damash Medavka Tashmish HaMiyucha Va'avdus, V'lo Domi Lachilas Peres Tekarka. Don't compare it to spreading fruit over land. Why? He uses our two magical words, or the concept that we said. What's the secret of Kinyan Chazaka? Horaz Bailus, a reflection of ownership. So the Rambam would be Mechalek. To spread fruit out onto a field, that's Horaz Bailus by Karka. But to have somebody cook for you, that's not a Horaz Bailus. You know, anybody could cook for me or sew for me. If somebody helps me get dressed, that is a avdus. He says, Avamalachas avdus, hey maisim begufa shal adon, v'olich kelev achra l'merchatz. Therefore, the Kesef Mishnah beautifully illustrates our yisod of what Kinyan Chazaka is all about. The Magen Mishnah assumes if Achilas Peretz works here, Achilas Peretz works there. Karkan Avadim. And the Kesef Mishnah says, no. Each one, you have to look at what is the reflection, what is the context of ownership, and what would work. Good. One final point here, and then Chashuk Echemet discusses here on Chaf Beis Amad Beis on this point. He notes that the Gemara elsewhere, Rabbi Yochanan in Bamitzia Mem Aleph, says he's very bothered by a question. How to understand the Mishnah? So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Man de metargim li chavis aliba dechat tana." Whoever can explain to me this Mishnah as reflecting one opinion, movilna mane basre lebe masusa. I'd take his towels and follow him to the bathhouse. What's pshat? So explains the Chashuk Echemet and other earlier achronim that he so much wanted to understand the Torah. He says, "I'll be an eved to whoever." That's why Dafka picks one of these malachas. He doesn't just say, "I'll cook him a meal." Dafka says, "I'll schlep his towels to the bathhouse," because he wants to show that he will be an eved. That's what he says. He says, "Madua Rabbi Yochanan Bachar Lomer Dafka Esa Peula Shalachas Kalim V'lo Shar Peulos." So he says, number one, it's avdus, and number two, why out of all these, isn't putting on a shoe less eved-like? He says, no, Dafka, that's the point. Rabbi Yochanan says, "I'll do anything to understand Torah." To understand this Torah, that was his mahus. He'll be mizbazeh. Just because to have a vanas at Torah, I'll understand anything. The other ones are private, but for this, I'll do anything. That's the godless of Rabbi Yochanan in Bava Metzia Mem Aleph. Could also connect this. He doesn't connect this to the sugya that I think is the Chiddush of Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz that he says. The other two gemaras about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Bava Metzia also, Peidalet or so, where he couldn't go on his life. He lost his mind when he lost his chavrusa. After Rish Lakish dies, oh chavrusa and my susa, and he lost his mind. The Talmid of Davin until he died. He couldn't go on without Torah, without his chavrusa. Masha'enke in the Gemara in Brachas at the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Dalet or so, where Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara notes that he lost many children, and he was able to go on. That does not mean, Rachmana Litzlan, doesn't mean, oh, he didn't love his kids. No. But, and it means that he was obviously painful, Shabba painful. But he was able to recognize the Yad Hashem in that and move on with his life. But, you know, when he lost his chavrusa, that was too much for him. That was too much for him. Unbelievable. Anyway, says the Gemara. Amar Reb Shimon. We're still on the Brisa. So what the Brisa say, gave all these examples of Kinyan Chazaka, including when the Eved lifts up the master. So that is going to be a Kinyan Chazaka. Amar Reb Shimon. Lote Chazaka Gedola Me'agba. Chazaka shouldn't be stronger than Hagbah. Shagbah Nakon Evakal Makom. Hagbah works everywhere. Kinyan Hagbah, which we didn't get to yet. What exactly does Reb Shimon mean? My Ka'amar. What is Reb Shimon commenting on? Is he arguing? Is he explaining? Sounds like he's arguing. So Amar Avashi. Avashi says as follows. This is what he means to say. Or this is first going back on the Tanakama. Higbiu hu l'rabo. If the Eved lifts up the Rabo, helps to give him a boost, helps him get up on the bed. Mamba by Haman too. Mordechai was going up onto the horse, and Haman gives him a boost. Right, that's a simon of avdus. So higbiu l'rabo kina'o. Higbiu rabo lo kina'o. But if the master lifts up the eved, that's not a simon of avdus, and therefore lo kina'o. He's not kona him. Why not? The Rashbam writes in Baba Basra, where this comes up, that ein derech lahagbia anoshim. It's not normal for one person to lift up another person. So that's just not normal, and therefore it doesn't work as a kinyan. The Me'iri here says, no, it's ein derech of the Rav to magbi an eved. Not exactly people, so nafkamina might be ketanim, because children, it is derech for an adult to lift up a child. But it's still not a derech for a Rav to pick up an eved. But either way, that's the Tanakama Shita, that a master picking up a potential eved does not work. And that's what Reb Shimon comments on. Amar Reb Shimon, lotei chazaka gedola me'agbah, shagbah nakona b'chol makom. Why not? Kinyan agbah works, so if a master picks up an eved, it should work too. Says the Gemara, hashta da'amrit higbiyahu l'rabo kina'o. One second, but now that we've said, everybody agrees, even the Tanakama agrees, that if he lifts up his master, he gives the master a boost, kina'o. So the Gemara is taking that now very literally. If a master in any way lifts up an eved, he is kone. So elamayata seems like an unusual question, but if you focus just on the maisa, which we're going to reject, but if you focus just on the maisa, the Gemara asks the following question. Elamayata shivcha kanan is tikane bebia. Right, we've had in the past that an Amma Ivriya cannot be nikneh through Bia. I'm sorry, Shivcha Kananis. We discussed already in both, by Amma Ivriya too. But we discussed, right, that Bia is Dafka by Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar and Bia. But according to this, if an Eved lifting up a master, it would work. So Shivcha Kananis is kind of a Bia, because the master is lifted up in the Maisa Bia. So Gemara says, no, Kikam Rina Zenen Evizem Itztair. Which might mean, not just the case of pleasure versus not pleasure, but that's not a Maisa Shibud. That's not a Maisa Shibud. Don't look at the physical act that's being done. It's not a Maisa Shibud. Zenen of Zemitztair is a Maisa Shibud, and Zenen of Zenene is not, and therefore it's not an act of servitude. Says the Gemara persists first. Shaloka Darka Michael Mamar. What about Shaloka Darka, which is not full Hana'a to the parties involved? So Amarav Achoy Barada Dimin Acha Man Lemalon Delav Hana'a Islahu Litravayu. Who says there is a certain level of Hana'a? So you thought there wasn't enough, so maybe there is a level of Hana'a to make it not be considered a Maisa Avdus. And therefore, again, you can't consider it an act of Kenyan. Number one. And keep in mind, remember, the Rambam we discussed back earlier, a week or two ago, where the Rambam paskins that Bia Shelo Kedarka is Kone for Kiddusha Kesef. Right? Even a Bia Shelo Kedarka. And the Gemara earlier did classify as Kiddusha Bia as having Hana. The Gemara said even a Bia, and they have to say, even a Bia Shelo Kedarka, when the Gemara tried to learn Kesef, Shtar, and Bia all from each other, that you can't learn all from each, because Kesef and Bia both have Hana related to it. So the Gemara here says, who says there's no Hana? The Ode, and the Gemara answers, the Gemara adds, Mishkave Isha Ksiv. Also, the Limud by Arayos is Mishkave Isha. Hikisha, Kasev Kedarka, Lishalo Kedarka. We know for all halachas of Isure Arayos, Kedarka and Shelo Kedarka are equal, and therefore it cannot be discussed in the world of Kinyanim. Period. Says the Gemara. Let's continue. Three lines from the bottom. Reb Yehuda Hindua Ger Shein Lo Yarshim Have. Reb Yehuda Hindua, which some point out as from Ethiopia, from Hindua. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish the story first. Ger Shein Lo Yarshim Have. He was a ger that did not have any yarshim. He had converted, and he was about to die. Chalish. All Marzucha l'shayulebe. Marzucha went to see how he was doing. And he was being mevaker chole, and he was visiting Ibn Chazi, he saw he was about to die. Amrele la'avde. So he says to the Eved of Marzucha, who, if he wouldn't make a statement now, as we will see, this Eved will be nikneh himself, and then he wouldn't be able to have a job amongst the, wouldn't be able to be that Eved Kenani that he might want to be, or that it could be that Rabbi Yehuda Hindua would also want him to be. But either way, so what does he do? Shlofle Misanis, he says to the Eved of Rabbi Yehuda Hindua, please take off my shoe. Shlofle Misani, Vamtin Lebesi, bring it to my home. Why did he do this? So that at the moment that Rabbi Yehuda Hindua would die, he would be in a state of doing something va'avda, so he would preempt the freedom that would happen automatically. That's why he has to do it. Right? We shouldn't think, oh, what's he doing? He's being like a hole. He's trying to... No, he's not taking away from anybody. He's just trying to prevent, because then nobody would ever to be able to be Kone this Eved. So he said quickly, take off my shoe and go. Let me deal with the Biker Cholim at the hand. Again, he didn't want it to be a Ben Chorin even for a second. So Ika Da Amri, two versions why he did this. Ika Da Amri Gadol Have. Either one opinion is that the Eved was a Gadol, and therefore, if he wouldn't have done this, the second that his master would have died, he would have been Kone Es Atzmo. And he didn't want that, so therefore he did this to prevent that. And then Zepirish Lemisa of Zepirish Lachayim, and Marzucha then got an Eved. Yehuda Hinda'a died. V'igada Amri Katan, or others say he was a Katan. And going back to something we discussed back in Maseches Gittin, in the fourth parak, Gudoloka Abishol. And he did not hold like Abishol, and therefore he had to do this prevention. Why? Titania Gersha Mesu Bizbazu Yisrael Nechasav. A ger that died, and Bnei Yisrael came to be split up his nechasim, no relatives. V'hayibu hen avadim ben gedolim iktanim kanu atzman. Bnei Chorin. all the avadim are now free. Right? Can no longer fulfill all of Avodu, they're free. Right? And that's who Marzucha was assuming like. And therefore, the Ketanim would have, even the Ketanim would have been Kanu Atzman, and that's why he did this. Abishol Omer Gedolam Kanu Atzman, the Gedolam Avdas to be Kona themselves, Bnei Chorim, Ketanim, Kalamaksabem Zachabahen. Right, according to Abishol, Marzucha didn't have to do this. But the point is that he didn't hold like Abishol, and therefore he went like the other opinion, the Tanakama, and that's why he had to prevent. Keep in mind what we discussed back 4 days ago on Daf Yutess, where we discussed Rashi and Tosfos about whether there is any type of ishus for a katan, and what about Das Acheres Makne, the Noda Yehuda, about a katan trying to get married, Rabbi Yosef Engel there, and basically Avnei Miluim, that a katan can't get married, even with Das Acheres Makne. Right? So the same thing here, Hefker, there is no doubt by a katan, if a katan loses his master, so there's a machlokes, Tanoim here, whether he's Kone himself. So does that work on a daraisa level? Would this be different than a regular case of Kenyan because he's just being Kone himself? Right? So this is a sugya that is related to the das of a katan as well. Good. We haven't really mentioned this in the shiurim, I think, in a while. I mean, we mentioned this in Navi Shiur, and that is of Yudah Hindah, who is usually translated, most seem to translate this as Ethiopian. There is a major discussion in the postgim from decades ago about the status of the Ethiopian, I would say in quotes, Jews, because that was the machlokas, about whether they were fully Jewish or whether they needed Geirus L'chumra. That was the discussion then, Rav Ovadia and others, when the first Aliyah of the Ethiopians were brought to Israel. Part of it has to do with Rashi in Malachim. Rashi and Malachim, and then we'll read Rav Ovadia's Tshuva. Rashi and Malachim in Perek Yud. If you remember, when Shlomo HaMelech was on top of the world for a little bit in the Navi, so it says there was a Malka, a foreign queen that came to visit because she had heard the Malka Shiva. She heard that he's unbelievable, he's wise, he's this amazing. So she came to visit, and the Pesukim describe how she was so impressed and so amazed at this Shlomo HaMelech. She gave gifts, he gave her gifts. That was the whole story that's quoted in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud. So when the Malkish Shva left, the Pasuk says in Perek Yud, Halacha Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'Melech Shlomo Nasan LaMalkish Shva Es Kol Chefsa. He gave her everything she wanted, everything she asked for. So Rashi there quotes in parentheses in Rashi. So it's not only a Rashi, it's a parentheses in Rashi. It's a Hagah in Rashi. Ba'eleha. She converted somehow, and he lived with her, or she didn't convert, who knows? Ba'eleha v'nolad mimena nevuchanetzar. V'hechriv habayis sha'amad arba meos v'asar shanim v'chelek kol shneim asar shvatim. That's a note, and we don't know where that comes from. But that's a Hagah in the Rashi there. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his commentary on Navi, he wonders what is Nebuchadnezzar and the amount of years that the Beis HaMikdash was up, stood for. He doesn't know, but then he says, Al kol panim, lefi Hagah azos, there are those, he notes, that say that, the Ethiopians come from Malka Shva. From this relation that she came to, somehow, that's connected to that incident between Shlomo and Malka Shava. So Rabbi Yaakov says, according to this Hagah, it's not, Lefi Hagah Azos, Ein Lechavashim Ba'Afrika Kesher L'Shlomo HaMelech, Kefishe Medam Yanim. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar is Babel, right? She's not going back to Africa. Now, where is Shva? That's the Shaila. But that is what Rabbi Yaakov notes in the footnote here, it talks about Omer HaMedrash Shazos HaMalka Nisabra Mishloma Vasta Bas V'mena Nolan Muchanetzar Shachar V'abayis. He says all of this is a different country. But then he quotes others that say the whole Hagah in Rashi is a mistake. We're not sure exactly where it came from. Either way. But he says, V'hosef Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yaakov added, interestingly, Shezek Kamo Sha'angliyim Medam Yanim Sheheim HaMamshichim Shal HaTanach. The royal English families think that they continue the Malachim from Tanakh, Velachin Moshchem es Malkeim al Yedei Ma'ayan, Kamo Lahavdil Malcha Yehuda. Okay, I don't know all the history of the royalty in England, but it says many try to connect their stories to stories in Tanakh, including this one. Rav Ovadia has a well-known tshuva where he, against most other poskim at that time, but Rav Ovadia in Yabia Omer, Chelek Ches, the last Chelek Simen Yun Aleph, The tshuva is dated 1985, Tavshin Memhei, and he vehemently argues that they are fully Jewish, and they don't even need Geres L'Chumrah, and you shouldn't even assume that, and he bases it on a Radvaz from 500 years before, and he has no idea how anybody could argue on the Radvaz, even though he notes that Rav Isaac Halevi Herzog and Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Tzitz Eliezer, he knows that everybody's against him. He knows that everybody at least has Sfeikos. But he discusses there, Ata Reisel Adash, Hayudim, Havalashim, Dinam, Ki Yisro Alachal Davar, Veinam Srikhan Tfilo, Likanis, Begal Hashem, Vein Lano Lachush Klau, Hashem, and his Arvuwem Goyim, Shekadola Achazaka. And then he quotes the Radvaz and the Ma'arikash, Umi Yavo Achashneim, Hamalachim, Adirim, Eile, Lahar Her Shemetz Psul, Achar Yudim, Eile, Velo Yari Lanafsha, Milios Nichve, Begal Chal Tom, Shekog Achal Divrem, Begachle Eish, Vechulu. And he quotes all of the other great gedolim of the time, and he argues with them. Again, this is a major discussion. Here, feel free to do the research, but we got to talk about this because of Rabbi Yehuda Hindua, right? Maybe he was one of the earlier ancestors. Okay, let's continue to dots. Says the Gemara, as obviously just to always mention, we're not here to paskin, right? We're here to just bring up the shitos and and present some of the different deos, but if anybody wants psak, one should feel free to research and ask the poske hador. Okay, the kohen tasva b'kesef. So now we're on the second line of the Mishnah. An eved kanani could be nikne with kesef shtar and chazaka, and he could be kone himself with machlokes tanoim. How is he kone himself? So the Mishnah seemed to quote two opposite opinions. If you remember, the mayor said, "Bekesef al yedei acherim," he could pay his way out. He could give the master money, but a shtar al yedei, I'm sorry, "bekesef acherim," other people have to give the master money on his behalf, and shtar al yedei atzmo, and a shtar, he could accept his own shtar shichrur from the master. That's Rabbi Meir. And the Chachamim seem to say exactly the opposite. Bekesef, he could pay his way out. Bishtar al yedei acherim. Shtar, other people could accept his shtar, but the money only works if other people gave him the money. Right? Ubilvad, shekesef mishal acherim, or else, kol mashe kana eved, kana rabo. So, let's see. Says the Gemara. And keep in mind, to understand this Mishnah, Machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim, we're going to have to remember one other Mishnah. We're going to have to remember the Mishnah in Gittin, back in the first Perek, where the Mishnah there discusses whether getting freed as an Eved is a Zchus or is a Chova. The Gemara, the Mishnah assumes that for sure getting divorced is a Chov. What about an Eved going free? So Rabbi Meir holds that's also a Chov. While the Chachamim say, no, it's a zchus for the Eved to go free. So that was a machlokes tanam there, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So we're going to relate to that Mishnah. Says the Gemara now. So v'kone is asma b'kesef, v'chulu, b'kesef v'idei achirim im avalo idei atzma, we're medayik. The Rabbi Meir only allows other people to pay the master to let the Eved free, but the master cannot pay himself. But my askina, what exactly are we talking about here? What's the case? Ile meshalomi daito, is it where the Eved does not know anything? Somebody's trying to pay the master without even the Eved's knowledge. That for sure cannot work. We are within Rabbi Meir's opinion, and Rabbi Meir holds it is a chov for the Eved to go free. So, michdi. Shamana Leila Rabbi Meir, we learn on Daf Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Gittin, Da Amar Chofu LeEved, Sheyetze Miad Rabo LeCheirus. Why? Because when he's an Eved, he gets fed, and also he could be promiscuous, and Ebeth Keira Nichale, as the Gemara said there. V'tanina, Zachal Adam Shalom B'fanav, Ve'in Chavin Lo Ela B'fanav. Only Zachia works Shalom B'fanav. Not Chovin. And therefore, if he doesn't know about it, and this is a Chov, that can't be our Mishnah. So, Ela Pshita Midaito. It must be our Mishnah talking about where the Eved knows everything. He knows what's going on. And what does the Mishnah say according to Rabbi Meir? Kesef is only Al Yedei Acherim. Why would that be? V'akamash B'lon Al Yedei Acherim in Al Yedei Atzmo Lo. Why? Alma in Kinyan Le'Eved below Rabo. It must be Rabbi Meir holds, even if I try to give the Eved money, Al-Minas, that the master has no control over it, doesn't work. Doesn't work. If the Eved has something, it's automatically the master's. And therefore, Rabbi Meir holds an Eved cannot. It's impossible for him to give money to the master to get free because he is the master. His bank account is the master's bank account. The only kesef that will work is someone else paying directly to the master. Kesef aydei achirim with the Eved's knowledge because it has to be, it's a chov, and therefore it's only with his knowledge. So Gemara says, okay, that's the first line. Ihachi ema seifa. What about the second line? Bishtar al yidei atzmo. Remeir says that the Eved though could accept his own shtar. How does that work? Al yidei atzmo in aydei achirim lo. Sounds like it would only work aydei atzmo, not by al yidei achirim. Why? Ve'imi daito aydei achirim my lo. But if it's midaito, why can't someone else accept on the Eved's behalf? V'chitema, my al yidei atzmo, af al yidei atzmo, and if you want to say, well, maybe the second half of the line is lav dafka, it means even al yidei atzmo, but one second, v'hakamash malon, and the chiddush would be our chiddush that we mention often, digito v'yada bon ke'echad, that's the chiddush of gittin, of inasa and v'yada, and we compare that to in Eved, becoming a shuchrar, that even though he does not have his own yad, but the second that he gets his get shichrur, so he would be free. So is that the chiddush? So Rabbi Meir would say, it's bein ayde atzmo, bein ayde achirim, bavahalo tani achi, that's not what the Brisa says to Tanya. The Brisa said explicitly that it is exclusive. Bishtar ayde atzmo, velo ayde achirim, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that it would not work, ayde achirim, right? Only ayde atzmo. So what's going on here? How do we understand Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah? So Amar Rabaya La Olam Shalomidaito. Really, Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah is with the Eved does not know. He doesn't know. But what do you mean? It's a chov. It's a chov. So ain't chov and ladam el b'fanav. Says the Gemara. Says Abaya. No, it's a chiddush. Exception to the rule. Vishaini kesef. Even if somebody gives the master kesef, so the Eved can't give the master kesef because. But someone else can give kesef. I shalom midaito. This chov works. Why? Shiny kesef. Ho of a kani le bal karche, makni le bal karche. Just like you could be the kone, meaning the evet status could go with kesef even against his will. So too, he could gain his own freedom against his will. Right? He was already, Rashi's lashon is, he was already nichnas b'kesef. So he's yotze b'kesef. Right? Special magic of kesef. The same mechanism. Says the Gemara, Yachi Shtar Nami. So why don't you say the same thing by Shtar? If he is nicknamed with Shtar, why doesn't he go free with Shtar automatically? Says the Gemara, we had this earlier also, a couple weeks ago. Hai Shtar Alachud, Vai Shtar Alachud. No, no, no. Every Shtar, look at what it says in the Shtar. You don't say, oh, it's all documents, and documents do both directions. Look at the specific document. A shtar kinyan is different than a shtar shichur. And therefore you can't, it's not the same halachic mechanism. Says the Gemara, hachanami, I kasba luchud, I kasba luchud. So each money is different, says the Gemara, no. Tivami achadu. No, money is money. It's the same money. There's nothing written differently on the money. And therefore, that is why, money could be two directional. That's the chiddush. What is Abai saying? Even though being meshukrar is a chov, it could even happen without the Eved's knowledge. That's the chiddush of the kesef line. One daya. Second daya, Rava Amar. Rava has a different reason why there's a difference between shtar and kesef. Even if you want to say shtar would not work, but kesef would, why? Rava Amar as follows. Kesef, kabalas rabo garmalo. What happens by kesef? The master accepts money. The master is allowed to take money from anybody. I shouldn't be, if somebody wants to give me money, I'm the master, I'm allowed to take money. What happens, Mamela, after I take money? You happen to go free. Okay, but that's allowed. Even though it's a chov, but that is just a derech agav result of what happened when I accepted money. Kabbalas rabo garmalo. Right, it was a indirect result of my accepting money. And therefore, it is allowed. Shtar, Kabbalas Achirim Garmalo. But what would happen by Shtar? Somebody else accepting on the Eved's behalf. That itself is directly bringing the freedom. So if that's a Chov, Ein Chov Ala Demela B'Fanav. That's why it's not going to work, Shalom Midaito. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Kesef Kabbalas Rabo, Shemekabel Rabo HaKesef Garmalo, Lehishtachrer Me'elav. It's not called the master is setting him free. The master accepts money, and then Memela, The master is allowed to take money from anybody. But meila, the eved goes free. The ein achirim halalu chavin ela kabbalas harav. Right? It's not a chov on somebody else's behalf. V'harav ein asa shlucha al tzorach atzmo. U'makneyam eila memeila he's nikne his own, calling his own freedom by himself. Aval cheirus hashtar kabbalas achirim garmalo. There's a difference between somebody else accepting a shtar, which is the shichrur, that wouldn't be allowed, unless it's with the knowledge of the eved. That's why it wouldn't work. That's why our Mishnah says shtar would not work, al yidei achirim would only work al yidei atzmo, while kesef would work only al yidei achirim. Okay, that is regarding the shita of Rabbi Meir. Keep in mind also, we mention here, actually let's just continue more, bon keachad. Right, we'll review that xos because, you know, it comes up here on our daf, but let's just do the Rabbanan Shita first. So the Gemara says, V'chachamim omrim, b'kesef al yedei atzmo. So how does an Eved Kenani go free? Kesef, the Rabbanan say the opposite Shita, or it seems to be the opposite Shita. Kesef al yedei atzmo, he could pay his own way out, and a shtar al yedei achirim. So it says the Gemara, b'kesef al yedei atzmo, in al yedei achirim lo, only he could pay his way out? But someone else cannot. Why would that work? Am I? Nehi nami d'shalomi daito. Even if it's without his knowledge, but mechdi shamanu hulu rabbanan damri zchusu sheyesi mitachas yad rabba lecherus. We learned the rabbanan hold the meseches gittin daf yud aleph that it is a zchus for the eved to go free. V'tanina zachin l'adam shalom b'fanav vein chavin lo ela b'fanav. So why can't other people pay for the freedom of the eved even without his knowledge? And if you want to say my al yidei atzmo, af al yidei atzmo, and if you want to say the Rabbanan really agree to that, that really it's even al yidei atzmo, v'kamash malon, the yish kinyan le'eved below rabbo, and it's you're able, the eved is able to have money that he gets al menas that the adon does not have any rishus in it, meaning, according to the Rabbanan, you want to say the first half of their statement is lav dafka? So what about the second half of their statement? Ihach yema seifa bishtar al yidei achirim v'lo al yidei atzmo v'akayim alon tegidav yada bon keechad. Why can't it be al yidei atzmo? What about our chiddush of bon keechad that it happens at the same exact moment? V'chitema my al yidei achirim af al yidei achirim. And if you want to say that's also lav dafka v'hakamash malon dischusu le'evet sheyeti miyad rabo lecherus. So if you want to tell me that the rabbanon are lav dafka in both shtar and kesef, so then, says the Gemara, it seems like somewhat of a clumsy formulation in the Mishnah. Why put it separately? Chas v'shalom clumsy. I'm just saying, just we think that. Ihachi na'arvinu v'nisninu b'kesef u'b'shtar b'ena di'atzo b'ena di'achirim. You can write it straightforward. Write it straightforward. The Rabbanan say everything works always. What do you have to be mechalik? So the Gemara says, Ela b'kesef b'ena di'achirim b'ena di'atzo b'shtar. So it must be that the Seifa is reflecting a different opinion. We'll see in a second. That's really three opinions in the Mishnah. It just looks like two opinions. But it's really three opinions in the Mishnah. Somewhere between the Remeir and the Chachamim, there's another Shita in there. So, Ela b'kesef ben adecherim edi atzmo b'shtar al yedecherim velo al yedei atzmo. The Seifa is reflecting a Shita that rejects bon ke'echad. And that's why shtar is only going to be able to work al yidei achirim. Reb Shimon ben Elazar he, the Tani Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, af b'shtar al yidei achirim v'lo al yidei atzmo. Our chiddush that we hold of, davgito v'yado bon keechad, is rejected by Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Amazing. According to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the only way an eved can go free b'shtar is if someone else accepted on his behalf. Would he argue by get also? By get, a woman always has to have it accepted by someone else? That would be a chiddush to say that. Do we have that shita anywhere in Shas? I don't remember. I don't think we had it in Maseches Gittin. That a Tana that would say you have to have someone else accept the get on her behalf? But either way, he says it here, by Shtar Shichur. Says the Gemara, V'sholosh machlokas b'davar. And the Gemara ends off, really there is a three-way machlokas tanoim. In other words, Rashi summarizes the three of Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Meir holds, B'kesef is only al yedei achirim. Remember, because he says, Kol masha kana eved kana rabo always. And shtar al yedei atzma v'lo al yedei achirim. Because it's a chov, and you cannot be koned without his knowledge. Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds, Bein b'kesef, bein b'shtar al yedei achirim v'lo al yedei atzma. And the Rabbanan, who are reflected in Remeir, but not in the Seifa, they hold, everything works always. Bekesef and Bishtar, Beinai de Acher and Beinai de Atzmo, because they hold up on Kechad and they hold it to Schusulo, and it works even Shalomi Daito. Rashi summarizes the three opinions here. Okay, let's continue. I'm a Rabba. So just remember the Ksos is Shita of Bon Ke'echad, which is the magic of Bon Ke'echad. The way he asked that, if you remember, it's in Hilchos Matana, in Simen Reish in Choshe Mishpat, in the Simen about Mekinias Metaltalin Ali De Chatzero, Ketzad Kona Kelov, ask the Ksos, Nistapakti. Reuven wants to give a field to Shimon, so what does he do? He puts the shtar into the field and says, "Bikon it." So does that work? Meaning, do you say bon ke'echad by a shtar matana? That's his shaila. The Ksos says, no. You're not allowed to say bon ke'echad except by shtar shichrur and get isha. Those are the only two. Why? Because that's where we have the chiddush haTorah of bon ke'echad, because it's not really a kinyan, says the Ksos. It's not a zechiah in the normal sense. After all, what do we have back in the Sefer's Kitin? If you write a get on Isurei Hana'ah, it works. What do you mean? You can't be zoche be Isurei Hana'ah. The answer is because you don't need to be zoche in the normal sense by get. It's just need a maisa nesina. And with a maisa nesina, bon ke'echad could work. To get shiny, to get isha ude eved lo boy zechia. She yiska derech zechia. Kiva the isha veeved. Balkarcha. It's also balkarcha. You can't have a zechia balkarcha. So Isurei Hana'ah and balkarcha are the two red flags that the Ksos picks up on to say this is a different halachic context. Elavadai to gabe isha lo boy rakvanasam biyada. Vechein beeved. The lekator is zechia vakna balkarcha. O my high time and nere. Isurei Hana'ah. And he quotes that Elfiza Nira Bishtar Matana Shekasval Yisurei Hana'ah Delo Mahani. And he says, what about Shtar Kiddushin? He also discusses whether that would work. But that might only be because of the Iska Shavai Eliyatziya. Either way, that's the important source about Bon Ke'echad. Let's continue. So what is the source for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar who rejects Bon Ke'echad? Amar Rav, my time with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Gomar Lala Me'isha, Ma'isha Ache Yotzi Get L'Rishus She'eno Shelo, Af Eved Name Ache Yotzi Get L'Rishus She'eno Shelo. Right, and that's what Rashi on the bottom, She'eno Shelo, Dechsev Nasan V'yad V'i Lo Ikni L'Baal L'Gufe. Right, she is not, right, he wouldn't say, I'm sorry, it's beferish that he would not say this by get. Right, because of the makar, because she is not niknet to him, begufe, even though it's a status change, but still, it wouldn't be niknet legufe, so too by Evan, but he is niknet legufe, therefore it has to go to someone else. But Anisha, right, I take it back before, says Beferish that she wouldn't have to give it to someone else, but it's still ain't a shalom. Avevaname Ashiosi Gelo Shus ain't a shalom. Boy, Rabba says Rabba. Reb Shem ben Elazar. Sorry, again, I apologize that I was wrong 2 minutes ago. Shem ben Elazar, Eved Kenani Mao Sheyasa Shliach Legabo Gito Miad Rabba. According to Shem ben Elazar, who says that Eved Kenani cannot get it by himself, could he make a shliach? Someone else could get it for him with his knowledge, but without being a shliach. Can he make a shliach? What's the issue? He can't do it himself. Maybe you should say, well, we have lola meisha, just like an isha can make a shliach, so too he can. O dilma, or no. Isha diihi mati makabelas gita shliach nami mati mashvi. The woman herself can get the get. So to the shliach can get the get. Eved diu lo makabel gita, but an eved cannot be makabel the get. Shliach nami lo mati mashvi. The shliach also cannot be mashve a the shliach also cannot be mashvesh. The eved could also not be mashvesh shliach. So basa debaya the pasha lola meisha ki isha. So lamaskana, the Gemara says, even though he cannot do it himself, he can make a shliach to do it. Period. The Rishonim here, the Ritva here, makes a big deal. What do you see from this Gemara? The Gemara's question is that maybe he cannot make a shliach, even though for sure somebody could get it on his behalf. Something's got to work. But the Gemara's Havamina is that Zechia would work, even though Shlichus might not work. What does that show? The Ritva said, this proves my Shita. The Shita of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. Zechia lav mitam Shlichus. A sugya. Later on, the main sugya, one of the main sugyas is the beginning of the next parak. On Daf, Mem, Beis. We're going to talk about this at length. What is the relationship between those two halachic mechanisms? Zechia, somebody merits something on my behalf, or a Shliach. I appoint a Shliach. How close are those together? All the Chachmei Svarad, besides the Ran jumped ship. But the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva all hold. They're two different principles. And the Ritva says, this proves it. Because the Gemara, and the Gemara there proves it also, at the beginning of the second paragraph. Zechia works here. The question is Shlichus. You see, Zechia Mitam Shlichus. Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran all say, Zechia is Mitam Shlichus. So the question is, how do you read this Gemara? That's a good question. You gotta figure it out. But not for now. Says the Gemara though. Ella, so what did we just say? That an Eved, even though he cannot accept the get on his behalf, he could appoint a shliach because of the Gzeira Shava. So the Elaha, but if that's true, if now you're telling me that there is someone out there that cannot do something himself, but he can appoint a shliach, that undermines the following svara. Hada Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Hani Kani. A sugya from Maseches Nedarim. Hani Kani. Kohanim doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. They are working on whose behalf? Shluchei, the Gemara had a question there. Are they working for Hashem or are they working for us? Halachically, are they shluchei derachmana or shluchei didan? That was a machlokas there. So, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, they're shluchei derachmana ninu. They're Hashem shlichim. Why? Because if they are our shlichim, mi didan, alo matzina navdinan, veinu matzi avdi. Ami Yisrael. I can't do the avoda, besides shchita. But I can't do the avoda, so how could they do it for me? If they're my shliach, you'd never have something that the mishaleach cannot do it, and the shliach can do it. So it must be, he proves, that kohanim are shluchei of Hashem. So says the Gemara, but one second, we just proved something. We have a model, the Eved. Sometimes he cannot do something, and you can make a shliach to do it. So doesn't this undermine the whole discussion? So the Gemara says below, don't compare. I'm sorry, this is continuing the question first. Doesn't this undermine that you have an Eved cannot accept his own get according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and the Shliach can. He can make a Shliach. No, maybe there's a difference. Yisrael o Shaychi b'toras Karbanas Klal. Yisrael is totally mufka from the Avoda, besides Shchita again, but all the others, he's totally mufka. Eved, Shaykh Begitin. It Eved is in the world of Get. Titania, Niran Advar, I'm sure Eved Makabogito Shal Chaveo, Miad Rabo Shal Chaveo. This Eved could even accept a get for his friend, as long as it's a different master. Avalo Miad Rabo Shalo. So you see, he's in the Parsha of Avdus and accepting Shtare Shechur. So that's why here too he can't per se accept his own, but it's good enough to make a Shliach. But Yisraelim, by the Avoda, they're totally mufka. And therefore, they are, you can't compare those two. There's a big discussion here about, oh, so there's Shlichim of Hashem. Hashem could do the Avoda. You need a person. Right? So what do you mean? Oh, that's better. Shluchei derachmana. So all the Achronim ask, why is that better? Question one. They also ask, why isn't there a raya? We know that a goy could give a karban. So why isn't that a raya, shluchei derachmana? Because, you know, a guy can't make a shliach in the world of, not including the world of shlichus. So again, there's a lot of great discussions. We had somewhat in Nedarim, great discussions of this sugya. Okay. Also, the Tosfos Reader discusses mitzvah lav lahenos ninu. Right? The nafkamina in all this is mudur hanaf. If I'm mudur hanaf from a kohen, can he give my karban? So if he's my shliach, he cannot. If he's Hashem shliach, he can. But why don't we say Tosfos Ridia discusses mitzvahs lav lahenos ninu anyway? So a mitzvah is not defined by its hanah, so it should be mutter anyway. Okay, a lot of great discussions on this on these few lines. Okay, but we have to continue. Tudat says the Gemara. Ubavajia kesa mishal acherim. The last line of the Mishnah said, as long as the Rabbanan say someone else, they could pay. The Eved can pay his own way out as long as somebody else supplies the money. So, and the Remeir did not say that. Remeir did not agree. So, Neima b'haka miflagi, maybe this is the machlokas. Rabbi Meir savar, ein kenyan Eved below Rabbo, ein kenyan Leisha below Bailo. Meir says there's no way out. An Eved cannot own anything that his master does not own, even if you try to give it to him. Even if you try to give it to him, his own. For Rabbanan savar, yesh kenyan Eved below Rabbo, yesh kenyan Leisha below Bailo, it's possible. So is that what the machlokas is about in the Mishnah? So Gemara said no. Maybe there's another possibility. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Sheshes, Dukuli Yama Ein Kenyan Eved Below Rabbo. Maybe everybody agrees. The Eved cannot own anything without a master if it's given stama. The Ein Kenyan Leisha Below Baila. If it's given bestam, as Rashi explains, so then it automatically goes to the master. The machlokas is about what you made a tanai. The achni le acher mana, someone else gives him a mana. The amar lin says, al menash in l'rabcha reshuspo. The machlokas is whether tanai, this tanai would work. Rabbi Meir Savar, ki amar le kini kani eved, the kani rabbe. Right, when you say the word bikone, stop time. The master's kone, v'chi amar le almanas, lav klumka amar le. It's too late. With the almanas. For Rabbanan Tzavri, no. Look at the whole statement in as a whole. Kivan to Amar le almanas, ahani le tnai. Since he says almanas, so that could work, as we had earlier also called Omer almanas, Komer me'achshav dami, right? You look at it as one big statement, and therefore it would work. Or, finally, a third possibility, what the machlokas is about. Rebbe Elazar Omar, kol ki agavna de kuli amalo pligi, tekani evi v'kani rabbe. If you just said the almanas, Amanas, that your master doesn't have reshus in it, that would not work. What would work? V'achav ma'yaskinan could go into achni le acher mana, v'amar le amanas, shetetze bo lecheres. He doesn't just say, you'll have it, and you can do whatever you want with it. It's specifically earmarked for the cheres. That's where the Rabbana would say it would work. Rabbi Meir saw Rabbi Yamar le kini, kani evid v'kani rabbe. It's too late according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yamar le amanas lav klum kamar le. It's still too late. For Rabbana Tzavri, no. Lididei nami. The evid only has it, it's only going to go to the master if it's the evid. Well, it's only the evid if he uses it for cheres. That's the specific condition. Lididei nami, halo ka makni le. He wasn't even makni it to the evid. He just said, this is going to be for your freedom. And therefore, even if you want to say that the power of the master is so strong that he automatically gets everything the Eved gets, even if there's a condition, here it never became the Eved's. It was just given to these two parties to work out the freedom between them. But it never really was the Eved's, and that's why the Rabbanan would say in this case that it would work. It's good enough for Acherim to use to help the Eved be kona his freedom. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the stiro. We're at the start with the stiro between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. B'ez Hashem, we will continue again. The notes tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, and Tuesday, I'll be giving the daf here regular, and then the rest will be the following week, besides that Monday, which I'll give before, will be put up because I'm traveling. B'ez Hashem, and everybody wants to join our Mea Me'elef campaign, trying to get as many people to give $100 towards the campaign. Feel free to visit the nofeyashemesh.com website and join us. Okay.